Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Amy K. Hutchins is our guest, our good friend, great brain trust member, the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep, founder of Amy K. International, Inc., and she's here with us right now. Amy K., thanks again for being here. You've got some things you want to talk, you want to speak to salespeople right now and tell them some things that you think will help them. What is it?
Well, one of the things that we hear a lot is from salespeople, especially small business owners, is that they'll put a contract or a proposal in front of a prospect, and then they get blindsided by them saying no or stalling. Or you'll often hear in sales that, you know, I was so close, I put that contract in front of them, and then somebody went dark. And to me, what that's a reflection of is that the business owner hasn't done a good job of making sure that by the time you invest all the time, dollars, and energies into the contract, you're ensuring a yes, you're ensuring a win. Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple of questions that I love to share with small business owners to just say, hey, look, if you're going to take the time to put that contract, spend a little bit more time up front to ensure that you actually get the yes. And one of them is called an implication question. And an implication question takes your customer or your prospect in and just puts a spotlight on it. And it starts with three little words that can be your very best friend, and it's called what happens when, and then fill in the blank with a pain point. So, for instance, if I'm talking to a curriculum specialist in a school system, and I'm trying to sell them new textbooks or new software programs or anything that has to do with keeping children at grade level reading or something like that, if mm-hmm. I say, you know, what happens when students fall behind, or what happens when your graduation fallout, you know, increases, or what happens when your dropout rate goes up, what you're doing is you're allowing them to feel the pain point and tell the story of why your product or service mm-hmm. is going to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. So it's no different than if I were pitching your radio show and I really wanted them to tune into you. I said, well, what happens when you listen to a show that has no practical tools? Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when you listen to a show that actually gives you nothing to think about? Well, then you should go listen to, you know, a gym show because it'll have practice. So it's the what happens when question. Mm-hmm. And it's called an implication question. And what's fantastic
about it. But if you're going to have the right to ask that question, though, you have to have spent enough time with them. You have to have gotten. You have to demonstrate to them that you're invested enough in helping them solve it that you have the right to ask that question. You have to earn the right to ask that question, don't you?
Absolutely, and that to me though that comes from the psychological play in sales right up front. I mean, one of the things that drives me crazy is that, and I've been to these sales classes where somebody will show up and say, you know, the first question that you should ask is, you know, what keeps them up at night. I don't think you've earned the right to ask that question yet. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very personal, very provocative, kind of making somebody feel defensive about, now, wait a minute, you know, before I tell you all the things that are going wrong, let me tell you how amazing I am. Mm-hmm. You have to earn the right to ask these questions that I'm sharing today, which is why I often say they're part of the closing process. Mm-hmm. The questions that I'm sharing today are not in the very first conversation. These are after you've started to establish them before. So what happens when is a great one.
Right. All right, what's the next question?
The other one is a validation question. And a validation means it's about building rapport, it's about belief, but it's making sure that the person that you're talking to is believing that your product or your solution is going to solve their problem. So I'm really candid. I will look at my prospect and I will say, do you believe that we have a solution that would positively impact, and then fill in the blank of whatever it is that you're doing. So do you believe that we have a solution that would positively impact, you know, your sales, or that would positively impact your business, or that would positively mm-hmm. impact your engineering, whatever it is you're selling? But here are two things that happen. If they actually hesitate at all, you know that they are not ready to sign. Mm-hmm. You know that there are still objections. You know that there are still barriers. You have not finished your selling process. But as soon as they're like, no, this is great, they have verbalized a commitment. They have said of their own accord,
right.
Actually, I do believe we have a solution.
And this is all, folks, the beauty of what she's talking to you about, this is highly sophisticated prospect qualification methods here she's talking about. And if you don't do these things, especially in the B2B world, if you don't do these things, then you're going to fool yourself about who's really a customer for you, who's really a prospect, when they're going to close, whether you're serving them or not. You're just going to be fooling yourself, aren't you? And wasting people's time.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, one of the things about the small business owner is that we're already wearing 8 hats. We're already going 90 miles per hour. Why would we sit and invest all this time and energy on somebody that's not ready to sign? So
right.
These are just like fabulous fundamental questions to make sure that you're sending out proposals that people are going to sign.
Yep, absolutely. Of course, I'm glad to hear you talking about proposals. Because I get the feeling that proposals have become a lost art, and I've made my living in my life with proposals. I think proposals are one of the greatest things that any salesperson ever did. If you show me 100 people who they tell you, you know, that industry doesn't use proposals, I can show you 99 that will.
No, I'm with you, and I don't think it's old school. I actually think that at the end of the day, you know, maybe they're a little bit more sophisticated, or maybe some of them are.
Well, it is old school, but it's one of those old school things that are still good. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about old school things that will always be new school. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back with Amy K. Hutchins right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.